Punk rocker John Joseph, cancel culture can go fuck themselves. By Alana Mastrangelo on May 6, 2021. New York punk rocker John Joseph, vocalist for the bands Blood Clot and Cro-Mags, responded to backlash over a large punk show recently held in New York City, proclaiming cancel culture can go fuck themselves and adding that punk rock will carry on what we've been doing for decades. Joseph said he and others were attacked after the lying-ass media reported inaccuracies involving a recent outdoor punk show he and others put on in Tompkins Square Park, in New York City. Cancel culture can go fuck themselves, Joseph affirmed, adding that critics of the NYC event are the same ones who criticized punk rock in the 70s and hardcore in the 80s. And they will all go away soon to live out, there. Quiet lives of desperation while we carry on what we've been doing for decades, he added. The event was reported to be one of the largest city-permitted concerts in New York City since the start of the Chinese coronavirus pandemic, as thousands of attendees, who were not clad in masks, packed into Tompkins Square Park for the show. Following the event, media reported that organizers were able to put on the show using a permit that listed the event as a 9/11 memorial, a claim that Joseph says is total and complete bullshit. Then the whole cancel culture shit ran with the story talking shit about each and every one of us who participated in the show, Joseph said. I don't care about all you people that called it a super spreader show and the rest of the bullshit you talked. There has not been one case of COVID reported. The punk rocker explained that the show was put on because we decided to take a stand and open back up our stages and our way of life. Adding, just because some of you don't agree with it I could give a fuck less. Stay the fuck home. Watch CNN and the rest, Joseph advised his critics. I never gave a shit what critics said in the 70s and 80s and I still don't care. Joseph's remarks arrive on the heels of Misfits founder Glenn Danzig calling out cancel culture and woke bullshit, adding that his band and the punk explosion could never happen today, because everyone's so uptight and PC. Moreover, Sex Pistols frontman John Lydon, also known as Johnny Rotten, recently called wokeness a divisive political weapon being wielded by privileged, tempestuous, spoiled children, whom the media offer a platform to push their unpopular politically correct opinions. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and Twitter at @armastrangelo, on Parler @Alana, and on Instagram.